Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied richly to you from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. From today's Holy Gospel, Jesus says in verse 26 of John chapter 14, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." When I read today's gospel, in my edition of the New International Version, the first thing that jumped out at me was the word counselor. I began thinking about how many different meanings that word counselor has. A school guidance counselor helps kids in high school or college to choose the right courses for their career choice. Sometimes schools undergo a tragedy. A student maybe will die or be killed in a traffic accident, or worst of all, these terrible shootings that take place in school. And then the schools bring in special grief counselors to help the students to work through their feelings and deal with the death of a friend. After a major catastrophe like the terrible floods we've had along the Mississippi and Arkansas rivers this year, social service agencies in those states offer the services of special counselors to help people who are experiencing devastating losses in their lives, of their homes and their property and their crops. One of my former congregations had a special counseling center attached to the church that a counselor from the outside came in to help people who were going through personal or family problems. And then there are other kinds of counselors too. When kids go to summer camp, they're assigned to a camp counselor. Many people turn to an investment counselor to help them to manage their money. And when people need legal advice, they go to a lawyer who is properly called a counselor of law. Well, in today's Holy Gospel, for this day of Pentecost, we see Jesus promising to send his disciples another counselor, the Holy Spirit. Let's look at the Holy Spirit's work in our lives today under this heading, God's Counselor for Our Lives. There's no doubt that we live in a very complex and complicated world. Today's world is much more complicated than it was when I began my ministry 50 years ago this month. And so is the church. It always happens. At a pastor's conference, we'll be standing around having coffee before the program begins, and we'll be talking about the challenges that pastors are facing today. Before long, an old retired guy like me will say, "Boy, I'm sure glad I'm retired. Ministry today is so much more complex than it was when I began my ministry." And because life is so much more complex and complicated than it used to be, many people turn to all sorts of counselors to help them find their way through life. I think that phrase gets to the heart of the meaning of the word counselor. A counselor is somebody who helps you to find your way through life. A counselor serves as a guide to help people find their way. A camp counselor takes little children through a week of living and guides them in a new way of living in a new outdoors environment. A grief counselor helps a grieving person through the process of dealing with the loss of a loved one. An investment counselor guides people through the maze of where to invest their money. And a lawyer, a counselor of law, guides people through the labyrinth of our legal system. There are situations in just about all of our lives when we find ourselves in need of somebody to guide us. But the real question we all need to answer, especially when those times come that we need a counselor, is where will we find the counselor that we really need? There are a lot of people in our world today who claim to be guides or counselors and who ask people to place their lives in their hands. Some of them are very well qualified, and others not so very well qualified. I once heard about a counselor who sponsored one of those TV infomercials late at night on one of the cable TV channels. You know what an infomercial is, don't you? It's a half-hour TV program that appears to be giving information, but is really just one long commercial for the product or the person who is sponsoring it. This infomercial, the so-called counselor told people he could counsel them to guide through life by leading them through experiences they had in past lives. And he could do it all over the telephone, no personal visit needed. All you needed to do to find a solution to your life's problems was to call this 1-900 number at $6.95 a minute with a 15-minute minimum. And then came the disclaimer, which is probably required by law. All calls are for entertainment purposes only. Now, I don't know about you, but entertainment is not the kind of counsel I need when I have a problem in my life. Today's Holy Gospel comes from Jesus' words to his disciples in the upper room on that last night he was with them, what we usually call the night when he was betrayed, knowing that his hour had finally come, and that soon he would be taken away from them, taken away from those who were the nearest and dearest to him, his disciples, and led off to crucifixion and death. Jesus had so many things he wanted to say to them on this, his last evening with them. He loved them deeply, and he knew the shock and the dismay they would feel when he was taken away from them. And so in his last few hours with them, Jesus wanted to give his disciples some comforting and encouraging words. And that's why he assured them that he would not leave them alone. But even after he was gone from them, he would send them the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, who would be with them forever. And Jesus promises them that when this divine Counselor comes, he will guide them through life and through death and into eternal life. He says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." This Counselor, whom Jesus is sending to them from the Father, is not like any human counselor. This is the Holy Spirit. This Counselor does not promise to make us rich as a financial counselor might promise us, but he promised us to make us wealthy spiritually by bringing back into our heads and into our hearts the minds, the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. The Greek word that's translated here in English as counselor is the word paraclete. We just sang that word in the last stanza of the hymn before the sermon today, the paraclete. Some of our Pentecost hymns refer to the Holy Spirit with that ancient Greek word. The English Standard translation renders it helper. The King James calls it comforter. The New Revised Standard Version uses the word advocate. So if we put them all together, counselor, helper, advocate, comforter, we come to a pretty good understanding of what that word paraclete means. Just as a counselor is one who stands beside us, who guides us, who speaks up in our behalf, so it is that the Holy Spirit, our spiritual counselor, does all that for you and for me still today. Try to feel the mood of those disciples on that night when Jesus was betrayed. They are already in the early stages of grief because Jesus told them that he is about to complete his mission. We talked about that in Bible class today, didn't we? His mission was to suffer and to die for the sins of the world, to be the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world, to reconcile all people through faith in him with our Father in heaven. But now, in this hour of their grief, the grief which is only going to intensify over the next 24 hours. He promises to send them a comforter, an advocate, a helper, a counselor. And Jesus tells them what this counselor will do for them. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. The Holy Spirit will convict the world in three areas: in the area of sin, in the area of righteousness, and in the area of judgment. You know, much of the time, we don't really see ourselves as very bad sinners in need of being convicted of our sins. We're pretty good people. We feel we're doing a pretty good job living our lives the way we do. But just as we often need a doctor to show us that something is wrong with us, so do we need a spiritual counselor to show us there is something wrong with us spiritually. About 4 years ago, I had my annual physical, and when the doctor looked at my blood work, all the results, he said to me, "You are diabetic." "Me? I feel good." He says, "Yes, but to keep this sugar level at a certain point, you need to start taking this medicine every day." And had he not told me that, I would not be taking the medicine, and maybe I would end up like my grandmother, who became blind because of diabetes. And because the doctor keeps checking on me every 6 months, I keep it under a good level. And today we're having a little party at our house for my birthday, and I'm going to eat cake. And my wife says, "Well, just take your pills. Don't worry about it." And the doctor tells me, "Don't deny yourself all the good things in life, but keep watch where you are." And so we need that divine counselor to give us the diagnosis to show us that we are sick with sin, that we're turned in upon ourselves. We need that judgment of God, and we need to know that we're in need of the righteousness that Jesus offers to all who put their faith in him. But the Holy Spirit does much more for us than just convict us of our sins. He also comes as our counselor to comfort us. And much of the time, the Holy Spirit brings us that comfort through the presence and the words of other Christians, a Christian friend, a Christian neighbor, a believer. I once read an article, and I don't remember where I read it. It may have been in the Lutheran Witness or some other Christian magazine, about a pastor who was making a hospital call on a member of his congregation. And as he was walking down the hallway, he saw a man there who had worshiped at his church a couple times, but was not a member of the congregation. But he greeted him and said, "Hey, how you doing?" And he could tell immediately the man was in deep, terrible distress. He said, "Terrible." His wife had just given birth to a stillborn baby. So the pastor said, "Can I talk to your wife?" And he said, "Sure." So he walked down to the room where she was, and he said to both the wife and to the husband, "I know exactly how you feel." Well, that's generally the worst thing you can say to somebody who's going through a terrible trauma, because unless you've been there yourself, you don't know just how they feel. But the pastor quickly explained to them that he did know exactly how they felt, because he and his wife had had that same experience just a few weeks earlier. As he later conducted a graveside burial for their baby, he showed them his own baby's grave in the same section of the cemetery. The couple later said to the pastor, "By your words and your actions, by your presence in our lives, you helped us to move through our grief and sorrow. Thank you for entering into our grief and sorrow and being there with us." That pastor was able to bring real comfort to those grieving people. He was able to be a real counselor for them. And that's just one example of how the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, the counselor, works in our lives today. He comes to you and me still today through Christian people who bring us love and care and comfort and enter into our lives and walk with us through the difficult passages of life. It comes to us through the Word of God as we read the Scriptures and find that comforted word from Christ. I love the words in that old collect of the church. Grant that we may read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest your holy word so that it can bring comfort from God to us as the Spirit uses that word to be our peace. Life today is complicated. Life is more complicated, I'm sure, than it was when I began my ministry 50 years ago. The ministry, the church, is more complicated than it was then. And sometimes we find ourselves feeling very befuddled. That's why Pentecost is such a special day for us Christians, because Pentecost tells us that no matter how confusing, no matter how complex, no matter how bad things get for us, God has not left us alone. After Jesus left his disciples, 50 days after Easter, he gave them and us his promised helper, the comforter, the counselor. That advocate, comforter, counselor, helper is the Holy Spirit. He's God with us right now. And with him, we never need feel abandoned, empty, alone, or lost again. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds secure in Christ Jesus through life everlasting. Amen.